Hello, this is Paul Knisley. I'm Professor Emeritus of English at Messiah College. I'll be interviewing Lamar Widmer.
And I'm Lamar Widmer. I've been teaching mathematics here for 23 years.
Well, Lamar, I understand that you had gone to Daystar this past year.
Daystar University is a Christian university in Kenya, East Africa. It has about 4,000 students.
Well, I know that you had been at Daystar earlier, and I'm interested to know what drew you back to return to Daystar after quite a few years away.
Yes, it's true I was there before. I think I should say that some Messiah College people were instrumental in the beginnings of Daystar, and for a number of years, Daystar functioned as what was essentially a branch campus of Messiah College. They did not have any recognition or accreditation from the Kenyan government, and they functioned under Messiah College's accreditation and supervision. And so part of that meant that we had an ongoing faculty presence there. I believe you were the first faculty member to be there, Paul. And in the 1994-95 school year, I was at Daystar as part of that program. And actually, Daystar then got their charter from the Kenyan government during the year that I was there.
Well, I understand that lots of things have changed at Daystar. And one of the things was, of course, that they moved from their major campus from in the city of Nairobi to outside Nairobi. Before we talk a little bit more about those changes, what drew you back to Daystar again?
Well, I had a good experience there the first time. And as you know, Paul, probably the most noteworthy thing was I met a woman there who worked in the registrar's office and is now my wife. So I have family there. I wanted to go back for that reason. I wanted to go back and see what has happened at Daystar. There still are a few faculty members there that I learned to know 15 years ago. You mentioned the two campuses. There are actually three campuses now, but I only know about two of them. The other one's on the coast at Mombasa. Both of them have grown very much. The Athi River campus, the rural campus about 25 miles outside of Nairobi, is where I lived and worked with my wife. And the old campus in Nairobi that you knew, Paul, has actually grown a lot too because they've acquired an adjoining property and now they serve many, many students who are not residential, including many who come to take classes in the evenings there.
Yes, when we were there in 1982, it was a very small campus we had about 50 students probably, yeah. So the growth has been absolutely phenomenal.
About 4,000 now.
So it's been an amazing growth. Tell us about some of the responsibilities you had at Daystar.
This was my sabbatical year from Messiah College, and I chose to spend it at Daystar University. Teaching, of course, was the first thing. I taught three mathematics classes each semester. Those classes, one was a general educational math class, and the other five were all classes that were populated largely by computer science majors, almost exclusively, in fact. There is a computer science major. There will very soon, we expect, actually be a mathematics major. When I arrived, their proposal for the math major, or the proposal that sets out the courses and the concentrations and all those details and projections for faculty needs and all of those things, was in process, and I had some input into it. And then during the time I was there, it actually was submitted to the Commission for Higher Education, and they're awaiting word from that commission, awaiting approval. So I got some very interesting insights into Daystar's administration and how they must function under a National Commission for Higher Education. I spent a lot of time with students. One of the big blessings this time was that we actually lived on campus. That's different than the first time I was there. So it was actually like it is here in Grantham. It was a 10-minute walk from our apartment to the building where I taught my classes. And so even on days when I didn't have classes, I could be there, meet students, tried having office hours, which is largely unknown to students there, but some of them caught on and I actually came to office hours and I had a good time with that. Classroom culture is somewhat different. It's more formal there, and of course Americans are used to a more free atmosphere and free interchange between faculty and students. And
I remember when I first went there that students would actually rise when I came to class.
I've experienced that too in Africa, although not at Daystar. My niece, who was a Daystar freshman last year. Our niece Jemima lived there, and I got a lot of insight from her. She was a very valuable informant, and she helped me to understand the high school experience of many of these students. And they expect a certain distance and deference with teachers. Of course, in mathematics, one thing you can do is when you make a mistake on the blackboard, and you certainly do, you say, "I made a mistake." We all make mistakes. That's not disgraceful, but you need to learn from your mistakes and not make the same mistakes over and over. And I think that helped because one thing I came to understand, their students are not used to speaking up in class.
Yes.
They're not at all used to asking questions. I tell students, ask me a question. And I had a core group of students who were in my pre-calculus class the first semester, and then about 10 of those students second semester were in two more classes. And they would ask questions, they would come to office hours. It was just the kind of relationship you hope you develop. And I was pleased to develop that relation to that extent, I think, in only a year.
Now, I think one of the things you did, too, you were telling me about that you had a math club. You want to say a little
yes.
bit about that?
Well, I'm used to that kind of activity here in the U.S. I've done math enrichment work with college students, with junior high students, and I wanted to try it out there. So I had what I called a recreational math club one afternoon a week, and I tried to keep it to an hour so it wouldn't get long and tedious. It was not textbook work. For example, I think it was the very first meeting I had with them. I showed them the barcodes. In the U.S., we have a barcode called Universal Product Code that's used at checkouts. Mm-hmm. And there's actually some interesting mathematics involved with that number. But I brought some products to class and showed them what the first three digits would show if it was manufactured in Kenya or not. You could tell from those digits. And I decided one week to give them a little talk about a 20th century mathematician. And afterwards, one student told me, "That was really good." So then I gave them a couple more historical talks about mathematics, including one about the mathematics of ancient Egypt, which is the nearest thing I could find to Kenya geographically. So I discovered that they were interested in that because I'm particularly interested in the human cultural aspects of mathematics. So it was rewarding, and they responded very positively to that. There are a number of students, I can remember three or four specifically, who said, "If there were a math major here now, I'd be doing that instead of computer science," which of course, as a math professor, made me feel good, and it made me a little bit regretful that they don't have that opportunity, but also pleased that very soon, I think, some Daystar students will be able to choose mathematics.
Well, Lamar, you've talked a good bit about some of the joys and satisfactions that you've had. What about some challenges that you might have faced?
Well, of course, there are a lot of challenges of living in another country, just learning how to feed yourself and function and get along with running water and electricity that's intermittent. But the more interesting thing from a professional point of view, I think, is the challenges in the classroom. And I should say here before I get into this, maybe, I think the diversity of Daystar is one of its great blessings and its great attractions for me. However, it means that you have students from a lot of different backgrounds with different expectations. You can never hope to learn that much about all of them. But just the little things like pronouncing the names on your class list can be a real challenge, and more so the communication.
Yes. What about materials that you use, textbooks and that kind of thing?
We don't have computer technology in the classroom as we're used to here. Textbooks are in short supply. I taught one class where there was no textbook at all, and that was really a struggle.
Well, Lamar, you've had a lot of experiences. Would you go back a third time for teaching?
Yes, I would. Kenya does not have a large number of Christian universities, and I think Daystar, as such, has a significant mission, which I believe in, and I'm pleased to have tried to contribute to that for the two times I've been there. And certainly one important aspect of that, hopefully, is reconciliation. And I really, in my recommendations to them, highly recommended that they bring in more the cultural aspects of these disciplines and their their usefulness in Christian ministry, you know, the idea of Christian vocation. And so I had a good discussion with my dean about what we call a capstone course in the U.S. So anyway, we tentatively agreed that we both thought it would be a very good idea in maybe 3 or 4 years when they have a math major and they have some students that have reached the third or fourth year of that major, for me to come and teach that class once. I told him I would love to do that. And if they could find the students to populate the class and a couple of their professors who then would want to learn about it and then continue to teach it, I'd very much like to do that. So I have that reason and the family reason for certainly being very interested in getting back to Kenya sometime in the future.
This has been an episode of Listen Up, a Messiah College podcast. For more information or to listen to past episodes, please visit the Listen Up website at blogs.messiah.edu/listenup.